I need water. Apples, water can, in a very good glass, very sweet water. Oh, I'm so tired. So, if there is a very beautiful palanka, bed here, I could have sleep here. Oh, at once a very beautiful cot, palanka bed came, and he lie down there, and at once slept came, and so soundly he slept. Tigers and lions were roaring, so in the midtime he awoke. Oh, it's a very dangerous night, and dangerous wild beasts are here. Lion should not come. Oh, if lion come, then what will we do? At once a lion came. And if he will take me and swallow me, at once he jumped up and swallowed him. This is a desire tree. Huh? Don't you should need this desire tree? But Srimad Bhagavat is not like a desire tree, like this. He will give you some beautiful fruit. What? Krishna Prem he will give. If you like Braj Prem, he will give. If you want to serve Dwarka, Queens, Satyabhama and all, he can give. If you want to serve Ram, he will give. So, in this sense, he is desire tree. So, we should try to serve this Srimad Bhagavatam here. Up to what time? When we are in this world. After this world also. Pivat Bhagavatam Rasam Malayam Muhur Mahur Rasika Bhur Bhavka. Oh, Rasika and Bhav. You should hear this. Until you become, you don't become Murcha.
Faint.
Again and again you should hear. So how it is? This book is Srimad Bhagavatam Rasamayalayam, Ocean of Rasa. How? Because in first slok, Janama Dasya Jata Anvayadi Taratasya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has explained this slok for more than 1 month. Only this slok in various ways. As our Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained in so many ways. There are about more than 300 Bhashyakar
commentators
of Srimad Bhagavatam. But among them, only having the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his line, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, especially Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, his explanation is supermost, very easy and very, very
attractive,
charming, very sweet. So our sampradaya, we Gaudiya Vaishnava, especially in the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Bhakti Vinod, all we like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. But he is telling, I am explaining only the remnants of left by Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Understand? His explanation is not other than Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Only he is taking remnant and making it more beautiful, Maha 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 Prasad. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur here and Jiva Goswami is telling Janama Dasya Jataha. From whom all world has been created and supported by him. And at last all worlds mix in him. He is supremest, supreme personality of Godhead. He is Krishna, Satyam Parama Dhimahi. He is Satya. Satya means
truth.
Eternal truth. Parama. Parama Satya.
Supreme
truth. He lives where? In Golok Vrindavan. So Satyam Parama Dhimahi, I meditate that person. This is first explanation. And brief, very brief I am giving. Second, this world has come from Krishna. Janma Dasya Jata. Janma of Adi Rasa. Adi Rasa means?
Singar Rasa.
Adi means here Singar. Singar Rasa means Madhur Rasa. Madhur Rasa is called Singar Rasa and also Adi Rasa. Adi Rasa. So Adi Rasa has come from whom? From Krishna. Because he is ocean of Rasa. Satyam Parama Dhimahi. I meditate that Satyam Parama Dhimahi. Third, a Rasa cannot come from alone Krishna. If Krishna is alone, he is Nirvishesh Tattva. So must be Srimati Radhika and all gopis. So conjugal here, from conjugal, both Radha and Krishna mixing becomes Rasa. In two ways. Madhuras comes from Radha and Krishna. So, Janamadasya Jataha Anvayadi Taratasya Anvay and Itar. Anvay and Vyatirek. Anvay means?
Meeting.
In Anukullena.
Direct.
And Itar means?
Unfavorable.
No. Vyatirek.
Indirect.
Direct and indirect. What is direct and indirect? Always speak truth. This is direct. What is indirect? Don't speak.
Don't tell lies.
Don't tell lies. One thing. Nothing separate thing. One thing. But it depends on the telling of mood of telling. Don't tell lie, always speak truth. Both are same. But one has been told direct and another
indirect.
Here, Rasa comes from Krishna and Radhika, direct and indirect. Here the meaning will be that when meeting, then conjugal Rasa comes as a meeting. And when they are separated, when Krishna goes to cowherd earth, he goes to Mathura and Vrindavan, then it becomes what Rasa?
Vipralamba
Rasa. So, when there are two Rasas, meeting and
separation,
then it will be full, otherwise half. If there is no separation mood, Krishna cannot be more happy in meeting. So it adds that. So unmet, there are better experience by meeting and by separation in two modes. Meeting Rasa and Milana Rasa and separation mode. So the Rasa comes in this way. When both are meeting, Rasa is going on. Both are singing. All the gopis, Srimati Radhika. At that time, Srimati Radhika and Krishna are conjugal in the middle. And all round, gopis. At once, Krishna became less and less Krishna. With each gopi, he became one Krishna. But it is appellence. So, Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, appellence should not come. Otherwise it will be appellence as per Jivav. So here Krishna did not manifested in lakhs and lakhs Krishna, but one there was one Krishna, and he was simply running and dancing in so ways that all used to say, "Oh, Krishna is with me, Krishna is with me," very quickly running and dancing. So no opulence. But the persons don't know facts, they will tell that, "Oh, Krishna became lakhs and lakhs as gopis were." But actually it was not so. Srimati Radhika was saying that he is with me, but when he used to see to another gopi, oh, very fastly he is running and quickly going to that gopi, and he is doing like this and this. Sometimes Krishna is singing, and after that the same tune, same song, Krishna is singing, and after that gopis are singing, Srimati Radhika is singing. Krishna did it sare ga ma pa, five, like kokil, like
cuckoo birds,
very melodious tone. But Srimati Radhika did what? Sare ga ma pa dha ni sa. Oh Krishna, oh sadhu, 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 sadhu. I cannot do like you. So sweet, so high. And Krishna embraced Radhika. Oh sadhu, sadhu. All gopis were seen. All stopped and hearing Srimati Radhika. Krishna told, "Now you are tired. Fetch your anklet. Your anklet is there." He took anklet and he tied in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and he took his
pitambar
and he washed the mouth of Srimati Radhika. This feet, how beautiful. Krishna was controlled by Radhika and gopis here. He wanted to massage the feet of gopis here. So this is meeting rush. At that time, what Srimati Radhika will tell, order, Krishna will carry out. This is meeting rush. And separation mood, vyatirek, what is that? Krishna went to Mathura. All gopis were lamenting and weeping. Uddham came. Krishna told that Uddha go and pacify them. He went there and he saw all gopis are like this. Some gopi mane Srimati Radhika, like mad, and she was about to die, very lean and thin, always weeping, lamenting. She saw a bamboo bee, very black. She thought that, oh, this is
messenger
of Krishna. Because he is black, his messenger should be black. He has taken so much wine, Madhupuri, you know, where Madhu means wine is there, a stock, very big stock. And the shopkeeper is who? Wholesale dealer, is Krishna. And he is friend, and he has taken wine and he has become mad and he has come to pacify us. Go away from here, don't touch my. This is separation. So many things to tell. But now time is over, I should not speak more. So I am leaving it for tomorrow. You should come punctually at 5:30. Some are neglecting kirtan. That Maharaj is not here, so why we should go first? Don't go. Come first. If you are not waiting for me eagerly, that Maharaj should come and we should be here. When Maharaj will come, then after that we will come, like slowly here. Don't do that. Otherwise I will make late, and I will see that you are not sitting, you are not singing, you are not having Srimad Bhagavatam and everything ready, then I will tell that I am not feeling well.
I am so tired.
I should take rest. So you should note this thing. I see that some persons, they don't above Arti. At that very time they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I think this is not better. At the time of Kirtan, you should join. At the Arti, you should see Arti. You should join Arti. At the time of chanting them, be alone or anywhere. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Where there is going on Kirtan, how you can chant? Your mind will be going here, there. So you should do all the time, in time, at the time of Arti, we should try to. This is a part of bhakti. Archan. Say that in Srimad Bhagavat, patiently being observed, we should hear one letter, one word from ear will take here. Otherwise, we cannot get anything. If you have at that time any lust, think so many problems, how to marriage, how to do this, that, don't. Srimad Bhagavat will solve itself. So take out all these desires and all these things and then come here. Like Parikshit Maharaj, otherwise you will not get. Be first. Parikshit Maharaj giving up his throne, his everything, desires and everything. Empty heart you should come. Then I will first
fill it up
by this amrit. This nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gaur Pramanam. You should now do arti and kirtan. Any prasad?
Thank you. Thank you.